Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, May 24th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. Senators from New York and New Jersey, that's Senators Schumer, Gillibrand, Lautenberg, and Menendez, have introduced legislation called the Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act. Now it's time to call for your senators to generate support for this legislation that serves as a companion to the No Knives Act in the House. Call the officers of your two senators and say, I am a flight attendant and a constituent. I'm calling to make sure knives stay out of the aircraft cabin once and for all. I urge my senators to co-sponsor the Keep Knives Out of Our Skies Act that will ensure a permanent ban on knives in the passenger cabin. Thank you. To find your senators, please visit our website. As provided in Section 10DA12, it provides that the company, at their discretion, may build reserve lines with up to 16 calendar days off in a month, subject to a proportionate reduction in guarantee. If you did not bid for and were awarded one of these lines, Section 10D1A4 states, no later than 3 days prior to the schedule change, the first day of the new schedule month, a reserve who did not bid for but was assigned a line with a number of days exceeding the monthly applicable minimum days off, 12, at her, his option, may contact crew scheduling to be assigned additional days of availability and have her, his reserve minimum guarantee adjusted back to 78 hours. The days that will be restored are indicated in the monthly reserve lines with a Z. Not bidding means you may not include the reserve line number on your bid card, and this would not include a reserve block bid. For example, if you bid 1401 through 1427 and are awarded line 1427, which is a 15-day off line, you are not entitled to restoration of days off or the reserve minimum guarantee of 78 hours. If you have any questions, please contact your local council. This week's edition of In-Flight Services Weekly has generated a number of questions as it relates to the FAA minimum crew requirements on through flights. As written, the article does not differentiate between the FAA minimum crew complement when active boarding and deplaning are occurring from that required at an intermediate point for a through flight when boarding and deplaning is not occurring. While it is true that the FAA minimum crew complement must be on board any time passengers are on the aircraft, the FAA requirement is distinctly different when active boarding and deplaning is occurring versus when at an intermediate stop for a through flight when boarding and deplaning are not occurring. In those instances where passengers remain on the aircraft at an intermediate point for a through flight, only one half of the FAA minimum crew, rounded down, is required to be on board the aircraft. Please review your FAOM on page 2.150 for detailed requirements when passengers remain on board the aircraft at an intermediate stop on a through flight. We've alerted management to the questions we're receiving on this issue and have requested the communication be clarified. We continue to receive calls and questions regarding alterations required to properly fit a flight attendant in a new uniform, resulting from the company's required style change. The recent announcement of the impending cutover date of June 25th appears to be heightening concerns as the demand for services at company-approved tailors is at an all-time high and resources appear to be stretched. Calls to our offices report some tailors have indicated they will not be able to complete alterations by the June 25th date, while others continue to indicate that the cost for alterations will exceed the value of the company-issued voucher. The voucher is intended to compensate the vendor for making the alterations necessary to properly fit the uniform based on the company's standard. If you encounter a situation where the company's approved tailor advises you that the voucher is not of a sufficient value to cover the cost for the required alterations, politely ask the tailor to contact Cintas Customer Service for necessary approval to complete the work. If the tailor is unable to resolve the issue with Cintas Customer Service, you should contact your domicile uniform coordinator or supervisor for additional assistance in getting the required alterations completed at company expense. For those of you who have uniform items on back order, we understand the announcement of the cutover date has created a level of anxiety and concern. As a means of providing reassurance, we are recommending to those who are still waiting for core uniform items that you call Cintas to ensure that your back order is still in process and hasn't, as we say, fallen through the cracks. Management continues to assure us that they have a list of those who are missing core uniform items and have made a commitment that everyone will have something to wear on the cutover date. As an additional step, and while not required, we encourage you to notify your domicile supervisor by email of the steps you've taken in following up with Cintas on the back-ordered items you have not yet received. If you have any additional concerns, contact your local council office for assistance. Our AFA-CWA Disaster Relief Fund has been extended to AFA members and retirees affected by the Oklahoma tornadoes. AFA established the Disaster Fund Relief after September 11th to assist our members whose lives were placed in harm's way. Members whose primary residence is in a federally declared disaster area and who have suffered financial loss and or dislocation are eligible for assistance through the AFA-CWA Disaster Relief Fund. This fund has been made possible through generous contributions of your fellow AFA-CWA brothers and sisters. Funds will be distributed as long as they remain available. The AFA-CWA Disaster Assistance Fund is currently available to members in the following Oklahoma counties: Cleveland, Lincoln, McLean, Oklahoma, and Pottawatomie. For more questions about the application process or to donate to this fund, please go to our website or call the International EAP office at 1-800-424-2406. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.